Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and I'm so blue, but ain't no road long enough for an easygoing day. It's an upside-down world, so all together now on this sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. Joining us today are the usual grouch anthems, including Kevin, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street, Jager?
That opening line where they do that right before the open, it's so incredible.
Sesame Street?
You Kimberly? Our one little star game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us are some bird watchers who are our usual two hammies. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to Friends of the Show.
Friends of the show.
Aaron J. Albano and Nikisha Williams. Yes. All right. Yeah. So this week we watch Follow That Bird, or excuse me, Sesame Street Presents Follow That Bird.
Oh, is that the full title officially?
Yes. Brought to you by the letters W and B.
I love that.
We, just so you all know, we recorded this before the election. So we hope that you can just enjoy this regardless. So we're either cheering you up or we're keep going with the celebrations. but to start this all off, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Nikisha, what are you drinking?
So I have been drinking my feelings a lot, so I'm taking a break. And I just have a nice cup of lemon ginger tea on this rainy, cold day.
Does that mug say thankful?
It does, because I'm a fall. I was going to say rhymes with witch, but I'm a fall girl.
You're a fall witch.
I'm a fall witch.
Call them in fall.
Yes, you're right.
Kevin, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a crisp apple Angry Orchard cider.
Beautiful.
I'm good with the fall and the rain to like have like an apple cider drink. So like we're going with it.
Totally.
Yes.
Aaron.
I am drinking a White Claw, one that I purchased myself, and it is watermelon.
Likes them now.
I do. The watermelon one's really good.
Watermelon is my favorite because I love watermelon, non-hard seltzer.
Mm.
And Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have a black cherry White Claw, and it is a tall boy from my husband's personal collection.
Yeah.
Wait, this is me being a child. What is the what's the difference between a tall boy and a regular one?
Tall boys are
bigger.
Much bigger.
How much bigger?
Tall boys are
ounces.
32 ounces.
Oh, and this is like
19.2. It's 170 calories versus how many calories in yours?
100.
All right.
That's 70 more calories worth of White Claw.
Yeah.
So almost two.
Well, I am drinking some Bullet Bourbon on the rocks. Ooh, so yes. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
So let's get into Follow That Bird. Let's go around. I want your relationship with Follow That Bird, and specifically Follow That Bird, not just Sesame Street, and then what you thought about this. I'll actually start. I've seen this 50 times. the last time I saw it, though, I was probably like 8. While watching this, I realized that I had waves of nostalgia. I remember Big Bird trying to pack the suitcase. Lots of visuals were very clear, and I knew, though I didn't know every word, but I knew every song. I really enjoy. I'm interested to hear what you all say, because my nostalgia is so strong for this movie. I'm curious if it's actually good, or if I enjoy it to an extent, if that makes sense.
This is your worst witch?
Please. This is not my worst witch.
Cash.
Yeah. Aaron, what are you going to ask?
I also watched it a lot as a kid. I remember watching it off of a VHS that I taped off of the TV, and would watch it all the time. Because this comes from an era of Sesame Street pre-Elmo. That was the most striking thing.
Elmo existed at this point, but he's not featured at all in this.
He's not the Tickle Me of fame.
Right. No, he's chilling in the window at the end.
Funny you say that, because I had to look it up. I was like, is this a pre-Elmo? But Elmo does exist, but he's not basically, if this was made today, Elmo would have been switched out for Grover. I mean, Elmo would have 100%. Been switched out for Big Bird.
Grover's
This is also fascinating, Steve, because this is so early in Sesame Street's history that Snuffleupagus is still Big Bird's imaginary friend.
Yes.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I feel the movie towed that line whether he was real or not.
This is right before they introduced him into the series as real, because kids were getting so upset that no one believed Big Bird that he had this friend. So little kids were having so many issues with that they realized that the imaginary friend angle wasn't working, which is why Snuffleupagus is never with anyone else but Big Bird alone.
Mm-hmm. Also, to go off of what Kevin's saying, this is so early-ish in the run that Sesame Street still looks the urban street that it's supposed to be, in terms of broken down, real inner city.
It still looks like Avenue Q before.
Yeah, it's a look, because I haven't watched in a while, but my memory of it is it being a lot cleaner, a lot sharper, a lot more safe looking, not a junkyard. Because if you look at the very beginning on Big Bird's adoption sheet, it actually says lives in an alley on Sesame Street or something like that. It was crazy.
Yes, it lives in a back alley.
Oh. But I remember loving it. I still loved it. In nice Muppets fashion, the adult themes stuck out to me more as an adult than they did when I was a kid, which was beautiful and struck me in all the feels. I think this holds up in the same way and in very different ways than it did when I was a kid, but still very wonderfully.
Nikisha?
So I have never seen this in my life. I was never really a Sesame Street watcher growing up. If I was at daycare and it was on the TV, I would watch it. And I definitely remember Count Dracula and all that stuff. There are certain characters that I remember. And when Snuffleupagus came up, I just had a vague memory of maybe I had a toy of him when I was little. Sure. So I was oh wow. Okay. But yeah, so this is my first time watching it, and I thought it was cute for what it is. I think that it's a good theme, and it still resonates well with if any kid were to watch it in any generation. I think it still kind of would hold up in a sense. But it took me down a path of figuring out the Muppets and Sesame Street, and when did the Muppets get on Sesame Street? And because I was wait a minute, I don't think that Kermit the Frog was ever a part of this. But then it was oh yeah, no, they joined later on down the line to be a part of the actual Sesame Street show, while they also had their own, Jim Henson had his own creation of things. So that was interesting. to look up. But yeah, it was hard to watch because it is a kid's show and I'm not a kid and I don't have any nostalgia attached to it. So I was just like, okay, this is cute. But as far as just like a movie and the structure of everything, like I feel like I would have enjoyed this as a kid if I watched it as a kid.
So, sure. Yeah. Sure. Kevin?
I'm the same as Brian and Aaron. I watched this all the time as a kid. We had this on VHS. I could sing all of the songs. There were a few things here and there I didn't remember specifically, but most of it I really remembered. And just like Aaron, a lot of it resonated differently as an adult. I just have to say that the two Dodo children being named Dottie and Marie is the greatest thing that I did not realize until
this. I 100% did not catch that when I was a child.
Never caught that until this watch, and I was like, well done, Sesame Street. Well done. But yeah, I just had a good time with this. This is like nostalgia, like happy place for me.
Kimberly?
I had also never seen nor heard of this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I also was not a big Sesame Street person. I don't know if it like went downhill during me and Nikisha's childhood. Maybe because I also like, if it was on, I would watch it, but it was not like a thing that was always on. I was into Weezing and Sillyville.
Sure.
What brings a lot to me. Or like Power Rangers. Like, I don't remember.
Absolutely.
Sesame Street.
Well, it's funny because I watched all of those too. So I guess like that continued, but Sesame Street fell off a little bit. Because I know we sing in Sillyville like the back of my hand.
Me too.
Well, I'm also wondering, like, I didn't realize it literally until you just said that. I'm like, is it boy heavy? Is Follow That Bird boy heavy? And it kind of...
No, I think it's more that Sesame Street hit big in the like early 80s. And like
I'm 85. So that's before me or my sister were born.
Right. And that's like, I have older siblings. Like, I knew Follow That Bird because like my little sister was born in, or my oldest sister was born in 81. So like they were watching this, like this was like prime stuff for a 4 or 5 year old kid.
Yeah.
So that's when I was born, I was just ushered into this like already owned VHS world.
Yeah. I'm just realizing like, because there were a lot of, this might take us down a very different path, but like all the early sort of Muppets, like especially in Sesame Street, are there any girl Muppets? Like I know all the girls are.
No, none of the Muppets are female. All the females are the older cast members.
Yeah.
Like Maria.
That's interesting.
Olivia.
Maria, Gloria.
Gloria, yeah.
I mean, that's interesting.
There aren't even that many girl Muppets. Dabby, you have.
I couldn't even name anyone other.
I mean, I haven't watched Sesame Street in so long. I know there are more.
Prairie Dawn?
Huh?
Prairie Dawn, yes.
Was like a very famous female Muppet on Sesame Street.
My sister had a Prairie Dawn doll.
There's also Rodeo Rosie.
Huh. Okay.
Rodeo Rosie, who is like a rodeo cowgirl.
She sounds cool.
Right. Yeah, right.
And there's Kate Monster, and there's Lucy.
Yeah. And there's, I guess this is a good...
I know. Oh, but what this did bring up is, although I hadn't known, and maybe it's just that Snuffleupagus was really popular, but that is the only thing I remembered. But I had never seen his name spelled since I could read. And I was like, Snuffleupagus?
Yes.
Snuffleupagus.
That's Puggit.
Jay and I had a huge debate. I was like, look, it says Snuffleupagus. And he was like, no, it's Snuffleupagus. The P is an F. And I'm like, no.
Receipts. We have receipts.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like, when I was little, I once renamed my dog Snuffleupagus.
Aww.
Yeah,
I was like, her name is Snuffleupagus now.
That's cute.
Well, on that note, Nikisha brought up a little bit, and then Kimberly just brought it up. Watching this now, how much of this resonated with you as an adult, and how much of it still felt like a kid's movie? Like, I feel like the Muppets movies that we previously watched were almost 50-50 in terms of like that adult humor versus like it was still entertaining for a kids. I guess this movie, did you feel it leaned more towards the children's side? And what percent would you give it? That kind of thing.
90% for children. Also, I work with children, so I also know like all the tricks. Like, I'm like, those adults are talking like they know children are watching.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I also went on a deep dive of like what Maria has been up to.
Sure.
Like, she was on the show for 44 years.
Yeah, they all were like her.
Yeah, she was in the original cast of Godspell, and then she booked Sesame Street.
Hell yeah.
What? That's her career. And she remembers like watching her get married. Like,
yeah. That was totally me too.
Yeah.
The Luke and Laura of Sesame Street.
Yep. What, her and Louise?
That reference. Yeah.
Does everyone else agree that it was way more kid-friendly or kid-heavy? And what adult things did you pull out of it this time? What was too childish for you? What was, like, very adult-centric?
Well, I'm sure Aaron will talk about this because we had talked about it in our group message, but Mrs. Finch, that whole narrative of being with your own kind definitely was a more of an adult theme that you mm-hmm. wouldn't catch as a kid. And I loved at the end when the lead girl was just like, but we're all different kinds of, there's different things here, you know, we have all kinds. And I was like, oh, that's beautiful. I dig that. That's a good way to.
I was crying on it. Yeah.
But literally what, one specific like kid moment that just made me really annoyed watching it was when they were trying to get Big Bird out of the cage and he like kept talking and they like were trying to go through the keys and they kept shushing him like the whole time. It was just like a lot. And I was just
a really long sequence.
It was maybe just because it was long. Cause I'm like, y'all are still telling this person to like be quiet. And I guess the kid humor is that he is talking.
And that someone's asleep.
And that someone's asleep.
Through all of it.
Right. But yeah, I think it was just because it was a long sequence. Kimberly, I agree with that I was just like really annoyed.
I thought that one too. I was like, you've tried every key on the ring. You didn't want to like breeze past the middle and just try to.
Right. No, I'm good.
What I think is interesting about this to keep in perspective is like the Muppet movies that we have watched were like solely made for entertainment value and like family friendly entertainment. So they were thinking about parents and kids watching together. Whereas like Sesame Street 100% comes from like an educational television background. So what Sesame Street does really well, and I think they handle very well in this movie, is taking complex adult themes and like funneling them down into like easy to understand pieces of information for children. So I think that they do a really as an adult watching this, it was very clear to me what they were saying about a lot of stuff that they weren't actually spelling out by saying like the, you should be with your own kind, you should be with birds. And then like them being like, we don't need all kinds. Like we're all here together for each other. Like the way that all played out, like they're saying something very complex that like is super important for kids to learn young. And so like, I think a lot of it is much more kid related, but I think between my nostalgia and my like seeing what they're saying to kids thing, it was still an enjoyable experience for me to think about like, oh, this is actually really great that like I got this message as a little kid.
Yeah. I think it's definitely like this aspect of all of it resonates the same. We just now know what they're doing and we can articulate it.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. I also weirdly want to point out that I think this movie was well directed in terms of, even if sequences felt long, it was very clear what was happening. Like Big Bird jumping from the cage to the car was like, the shots were very wide, very clear of what, like action-wise, what was happening. And I thought a lot of the transitions were also really good. So I just wanted to look up the director. It's Ken Kwapis, who has directed multiple episodes of The Office, things like Freaks and Geeks, Malcolm in the Middle. But maybe more importantly, he directed...
Wait, he's in the movie, isn't he? The dad from Freaks and Geeks.
From Freaks and Geeks is in the movie, yes. Okay. He's one of the brothers. Yeah. And then the other brother is the SCTV guy who does like Strange Brew and whatnot with Rick Moranis. And he is, he's in that, his name is, what's his name? He has the same name, Dave Thomas, the same as Wendy's.
Yeah.
But the director also directed Dunstan Checks In and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And cool. he's just not that into you, which I think it's very funny that a lot of the, all those movies, while maybe kid oriented or like teen oriented, all have a heart to it. Yeah. And as well as the shows that he directed, like the Malcolm in the Middle, like the Office. Yes, they're funny, but the reason we love those shows is because there's an underlying constant heart to it. So I thought that it was very interesting to see that he got one of his starts in, it's a second movie directed, in Sesame Street. So I thought that was super cool.
Wow.
I also want to point out that Big Bird made a very quick decision at the beginning of this movie to like move out of Sesame Street. But I also wanted to point out that we also make very quick decisions in Fridays in the Corner with Kevin today.
Today.
Wow, that one
seamless.
That took me by that surprise in a while.
Seamless.
That was a good one. Okay, so Fridays in the Corner with Kevin, I thought we'd do a fun little game because I was thinking a lot about how this movie was like such a cornerstone of like my like childhood entertainment experience. So what I thought we'd do is we're going to go around the circle for a couple rounds, and this is how it's going to work. Okay. You are going to share with the group a like movie, TV show, entertainment experience that was like a staple of your childhood. Then, once you've shared that moment, everybody else in the group will say yes or no if that was like a thing that was also a part of their childhood. If you get more than two, if you get two or more people saying that yes, that was also a thing of my childhood, you get a point. If you don't, you don't get a point. And then we'll keep track and just see who has most points, which means you had the most popular childhood.
I'm already racing through my mind. None of these are children's movies.
I'm like, this is calculated. Okay, great.
Did you say, is it just movie or can it be a TV show?
It can be movies, TV shows. It can be like...
just anything in kid pop culture.
Yes, anything like, kid pop
great.
Culture.
Great.
Right.
Great.
Like, I'll go first.
Okay. Cool.
Do we need to write this down? I feel like we need to write this down.
Can we vote?
Everyone like, says yes or
like
no.
This?
We'll yes. do it. We'll do it out loud, and then Kimberly,
the podcast.
Aaron, do you have paper?
Yeah,
I also What's have
this?
Paper.
Oh.
Brian has paper.
Okay, Brian will keep score because Aaron's a mess.
Okay,
correct. That watermelon White Claw, man.
So I'm going to go first, and I think that we'll see how this goes. It might be like a regional thing, but
okay.
I, as a little kid, loved The Letter People, which was a TV show that was like low budget with puppets, and each puppet was a different letter. And like they had like 20 minute episodes where it was like it explained what their letter sounds like. And they each had like a specific like statement that went with their letter. Like Miss A was achoo because she sneezed a lot. So it was like you knew ah was the sound of A. T was tall
oh, teeth.
P was pointy patches.
Yeah, well, that's cute. That's a no from me, dog.
That's a no from
I was
me,
about
dog.
To say the same thing, Brian. You stole my thing.
Wait, question about this. Wait, do that. How kiddie are we going? Are they like,
yeah, like
educational?
That, like was, educational that, was for when I, that was for when I was in kindergarten. We used to watch that in school. In Catholic.
Sure. So are we going like... like 10 and under.
I love how we're all debating the rules of Kevin's Corner when we know it's a free for all.
Yeah, there's never
say anything true. We want.
You can just go wherever you want to go with it.
Okay. So yeah, not no for me, dog.
Yeah. Well, like it has to be a piece of entertainment.
I got 0 points for that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, girl.
Sorry.
All right, Aaron.
One thing that I remember from my childhood very vividly is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
I loved them.
Yes.
I ran around. I was Leonardo for multiple Halloweens, and I wanted to own. I owned swords. Like anytime I could, like decorate my house before this one, like I would try to see if there were any katanas on sale.
Beautiful.
So, wait, how many did I get?
Yes.
One.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two.
Three.
Three. No.
No. I mean, I watched. Like a like one or two episodes, but it wasn't like a yeah. This was my jam.
Sure, sure.
Fatty.
Okay, so three. I got 3 points.
Yeah, Nikisha.
Wait. Good.
Okay. Like 10 things just flashed through my brain. It's like a BuzzFeed article. I'm trying to also figure out which one will give me the most points. So I'm going to say this is going to be a toy. Tamagotchis.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you never had a Tamagotchi?
No.
I was too old for Tamagotchis, but I also grew up in like an Asian, like very Asianly dominated elementary school. So all the girls definitely had Tamagotchis.
My sister had Tamagotchi. Well, I didn't like, I will say it's a cornerstone because like when my sister got obsessed with something, like I got pulled into that. Like I've seen every single Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Dude, that's going to be mine.
Well,
yeah, no, for
I got two.
No.
So how many?
Three.
Did Nikisha get?
Three. Okay. All right, Kimberly.
Mary-Kate and Ashley movies. Specifically the like, they were like all.
Like the sleepover ones?
Like the sleepover ones.
Yes.
The we'll be home by dinner time. All the mysteries.
The detective?
The detective ones.
Yes.
Yeah. When the opening, when they like just put sunscreen on half of their sister's face. That's always when I put on sunscreen to this day on my face. That is what I think of. Do not look like the youngest Olsen.
I've seen them all.
Now it's like, look like the youngest
Olsen. The case of Logical Eye Ranch, I've seen them all.
I've seen so zero. Good.
There's so many.
I saw Double Toil and Trouble. That's the only one.
That's a good one. And to Grandmother's House We Go, two holiday specials. Oh,
to Grandmother's House We Go.
Cloris Leachman playing two different parts.
So good.
Yeah, so she definitely didn't want to do Hocus Pocus. She already did it.
So Kimberly got 2 points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brian.
Brian.
I'm going to go with Rugrats.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Absolutely.
So that's three?
Yeah, it's three.
Aaron, no Rugrats?
No Rugrats. I was a little too old for that generation of, sure. of Nickelodeon.
I was a Nickelodeon kid. Like, we didn't watch Disney Channel at all. My sister and I were same. Pure Not Nickelodeon people.
Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. That's it.
Yeah.
But also Cartoon Network didn't even exist when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Gullah Gullah Island. Okay. Yeah,
Island. So now what happened? Favorite. So we have three so people with three.
We're going to do another round, and this time each matching thing is 2 points.
Okay.
So this round, I'm going to say Love as a Kid.
This is your game.
I'm going to say Fairy Tale Theater. Which
yes!
Wait, who is this?
Shelley Duvall did it. And it was like big, famous celebrities were playing the leads in like hour-long specials of different fairy tales.
Oh, it was big like, time.
It was like Robin Williams played the Frog Prince, Pee-wee Herman played Pinocchio, Burnett Peters and Christopher Reeves were Sleeping Beauty and the Prince. Like, it was like the who's who of celebrities.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Hour-long specials. And I used to literally rent them like they were like my job at Blockbuster Video.
Yes, we would. My sister and I would like. We had a list. We would go to Blockbuster, take a piece of paper, and write all them out, and then check them off as we. Yep. Oh, we love these. This is such a good one, Kevin.
Work, so that's
Fairy Tale Theater. Who else is with me?
I'm sorry.
So that's four.
Me either.
That's 4 points, though.
I got 4 points, but it's mine's tripled, so it's actually 12.
Right.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Next is Aaron. Go ahead.
It's me next. Okay. The one that I'm going to go with, two have jumped in my head and I can't decide which one to use more. Do I go the Christian child route or do I go like, what's going to get me more points?
While Aaron's thinking, listeners, while you guys are listening, keep track of how many of these things you relate to and don't, and let us know in like the Facebook group who your childhood is most like.
Oh, that's a good, good call.
That's
cute.
Okay, that's very going to be very generational.
They're all like, give her a hand to Keisha because we're all 12.
Thank you for thinking we're 12.
I'm gonna go with Captain Planet. He's our hero. He will.
Yeah, definitely Captain Planet. He brings, well, because he brings our pollution down to zero.
Correct.
You know, I understand.
Yes, I'm gonna go with Captain Planet.
Nikisha?
Okay, it just wasn't my thing. I tried when I was younger.
You hate the planet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the planet, guys. Newsflash.
When you were pretending to be Captain Planet peak characters, which one were you? And why was it always the blonde girl?
Wait, was Captain Planet the one where they were all like parts of the world and then their rings went together?
Yeah, they were.
Yes.
It was a very...
Also, like, if you don't know that, I don't know if that's considered a cornerstone.
I remember watching...
He remembers the rings. It's fine.
I remember like every time I'd put a ring on, I'd go like this and be like,
see, I remember some of these things, but like they weren't cornerstones, so I didn't vote.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But if they feel influential enough where she got really excited when I said it, that counts.
I'm just trying to take points away from Aaron.
Yeah,
no, right. I got eight points for that one. I got 7.
Wait, I was
6 right, points
right,
for that.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Nikisha.
I got 6 points for that.
I'm gonna do Ren and Stimpy. Because my mom always hated when I watched it.
Hated
when I watched it. But I loved
Happy,
it.
Happy, Joy, Joy was a staple.
Is the staple.
Happy, Happy, absolutely. Joy, Joy, absolutely.
There was an episode in Ren and Stimpy where it's like they make fun of like a science documentary, like a nature documentary. Mm-hmm. And they look at the Lummix, which is a big oafy dude in just like tidy whiteys with like smell lines coming off of him. I will never forget that. Like, that was so funny to me and my brother as kids.
Those, like, extreme zoom-ins that had the detailed cartooning, which is, like, taken from anime, and then what's it called does it, too, now. SpongeBob does a lot. Like, that is very in the forefront of my mind. Those freeze-frame zoom-ins, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Or when they were selling rubber nipples, like...
Yeah.
What? Or, why?
Or log.
Or log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Oh, I remember log.
It's log.
Wait, so who is on the Ren and Stimpy train?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch 6. It, which is what made it better.
Yes.
Okay.
Kimberly.
Eureka's Castle?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Oh, you might just have won this round.
I meant to do that.
Yay!
You may have just won this round. Good
Kimberly,
job.
I literally was thinking to say that exact thing, but I was like, I don't think anybody's going to know Eureka's Castle.
I didn't know anyone would either, because I was like,
damn it.
It's something I don't really talk about in life.
Wait, but like, wait, Eureka's Magellan, Castle. Magellan what? Dragon.
Magellan.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Batley. And Eureka. And
like Pink so Fuzzy good. One.
It was so great.
Yeah, it was the best.
No. I have like,
it's one of those shows that I watched it so much, but I was so young that I don't remember any of the plots, but I can like picture things.
And wasn't
I'm like, was there a time where like eels were there? Like,
wasn't the entire castle a wind-up toy for a giant?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Eureka, Eureka's Castle.
I just looked it up, but I think it was two different shows. Skidamarinky Dinky Dink, was that on?
That was the elephant show. Skidamarinky Dinky Dink.
Yes. Sharon Lewis and Bram.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But all right, Brian. In my mind, it's from Eureka's Castle.
Brian, bring us home.
Goodnight Moon.
Oh, like the book?
The book Goodnight Moon was a definite staple.
Sorry.
Oh. Wow, I thought I was going to get all of you on that one. I am shocked to my core.
I'm sorry.
Was that nobody?
That was no one. It was not. It was not a staple in my house. Again,
shocked.
Christian childhood.
Is that the I'll Love You Forever, I'll Love You For Always?
No, that's I Love You Forever, and that's the saddest book of all time.
Yeah.
Goodnight Moon is where, like, this person's going to bed. Is the Goodnight Moon is when they're going to bed. It's like, goodnight chair, goodnight this, and then goodnight moon. Anyway, it doesn't matter because no one knows.
I think my daycare had it, but I did not care for it.
Well, I got 0 points on that, so.
Sorry.
Can you tell the scores by going from the lowest to the highest?
Sure. I'm the lowest with 3. Evan is second lowest with 4. Aaron and Nikisha tied with 9. And Kimberly pulled it out with Eureka's Castle. A sweep on that one.
You won that round. How many more rounds are we doing? Because I need to calculate my last round.
Are we doing any more?
We'll do one more round.
One more. Okay.
Okay, one more round.
Now I'm thinking of books, Brian.
That was a fail on books. Don't think about books. I thought it was going to be books.
Wow, what are your thoughts on Harold on the Purple Crayon?
I don't know what that is.
Great, won't talk about it. Great.
Way to check.
Okay.
I'll go. My next one is Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes.
I'll go with that one.
100%.
This is an all points or 3 points for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The pressure.
Wait, here's the question. Before I choose, did it need to be content directed to children?
Yeah, like you can't say like Shawshank Redemption for us. Like,
well, no, but like if it was like directed for teens and I was watching, does that count or no?
You can say Saved by the Bell. That's fine.
I mean, I was going to, but then I have a better one, but in the same vein.
We'll vote when you say it because that might be a little too old.
Okay, but you just got like six.
I'm just because I know we're all going to probably raise our hand for that, so I'm trying to nix any points that Aaron can possibly get. I'm playing Kevin in Kevin's corner.
Wait, so did Kevin just get he just got 6 points for that?
Kevin got 6 points for that.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, 6 because you two both said it. And it was worth 3.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correct.
My answer is New Kids on the Block. Oh, man.
We're too young over here.
You are too young over there.
We were NSYNC Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so was I, but I was
I knew New Kids on the Block, but I was afraid to like a group with too many boys in it because it would look like I was gay.
I did see Joey McIntyre as Fiero.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I just pulled a Brian where I was super confident about an answer and then it failed.
Failed. All right. Nikisha.
Just because it's on Hulu right now, I'm going to say, Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Move it, football head.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Cool.
That's 6.
Nikisha, were all your answers Nickelodeon based?
Maybe. Except for the Tamagotchis.
Oh, fair.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly.
I'm choosing between two very important television franchises. And I don't know which one everyone would have watched more of or which is like a sleeper hit.
Don't get too confident.
Salute Your Shorts.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin, was that a raised hand for you or no?
I was not allowed to watch that show.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I wasn't allowed to watch most shows on Nickelodeon because they were all whores.
Oh, great.
Oh, right.
You couldn't watch Hey Dude, which was my favorite show.
You couldn't watch Hey Dude.
I should have said Hey Dude.
You couldn't watch Delete Your Shorts because they were disrespectful and disobedient. And like that was the humor of the show.
Yeah. Every cartoon ever.
I know.
So I used to have a Camp Anawana shirt that was a t-shirt. Yes. And then I cut it into a muscle shirt when it got too small for me.
Amazing.
Yes. Also, Salute Your Shorts had the scariest episode of television of my youth. Where like it was maybe it was a Halloween episode with a plumber.
Yes. Zeke the plumber.
Zeke the plumber. Nightmares. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Nightmares for years.
Totally.
About plungers.
That's a, yeah. Totally.
That was a good one.
And like Budnick would dress up.
And
then I went to camp
and I was like terrified.
A good one.
Yeah.
Okay. And in a classic Kevin Corner twist, the winner is actually the lowest number of points. So Brian,
wait,
please.
Brian,
not a golf
Brian didn't go yet.
Brian didn't go yet.
Well, Brian doesn't count, but I just let you know.
No, Brian has one chance to redeem himself.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going...
No wonder if he's picking the thing I didn't pick just now.
Well, it's one of...
At the end of this, I want to hear everybody's like honorable mention answer.
Okay, then I'm going to go with the Elephant Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Sharon Lewis and Bram, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
To be fair, I don't remember it other than Skidamarinky Dinky Dink, but that was my favorite song until I was like...
But you know the hand motions because of that show.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they were like in a spider web or something
like
that.
Eureka's Castle.
Love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening.
Skidamarinky Dinky. Totally. Nikisha's like, I'm logging out now. Bye.
It's like, and stop video.
Wait, so let's...
Guys,
so,
no one said, are you afraid of the dark?
I was surprised that Nikisha did not. I'm going to be honest.
That was what I was choosing between with Salute Your
Shorts. I forgot about it. I'm such a terrible 90s baby.
Well,
I love
Kevin,
that
show. Kevin, do you want me to read the scores?
Let's go through. All right, so Kimberly Winnison, are you afraid of the dark? What's everybody else's honorable mention?
Honorable mention answers? Mine would have, if I went the Christian route, it would have been Kids Praise.
I thought you were going to say VeggieTales.
No, me too.
That would have been your guys' generation.
Oh,
got it.
Other mentions would have been David the Gnome.
Oh, look around you.
Okay, I would have
gotten
a vote for that one.
There are many things to see. Oh, totally.
Oh, Stick Stickly.
Oh, yeah. Whenever Jamie and I are like picking something on TV, we'll say, you pick live with Stick Stickly. Literally, that's what we say to each other.
You pick live
with Stick Stickly.
I would have said, My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
Nice. I wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have voted for you, but yes.
You're my bath time friends.
Speaking of toys, that just reminded me from a BuzzFeed article, something that was in the back of my childhood brain, the Doodle Bears. Kimberly, do you remember those?
Yes.
I had one.
I did too.
They almost look like they were in like denim and then you put them.
And you can wash them and then all the stuff will come off. And then it was
my sister had one, I think.
Yes.
What do I think people wrote on my doodle bear?
Oh, I'm the kind of girl because I'm a doodle bear.
I'm a doodle bear.
Yes.
Is Teddy Ruxpin a thing to anyone? Or?
Yes!
Oh, I know it is.
I love Teddy Ruxpin.
Mm-hmm. Or My Buddy and Kid Sister?
Yes, My Buddy, mm-hmm. or Kid Sister.
See, now all the good answers are coming out.
Yeah, right.
Right.
This may fall between a couple of us, but Beanie Babies?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm too old for them, but I know what they
are. Like,
yeah, same. Which one?
It looks like I'm doing a lighter, but I'm actually lifting a fairy into the air.
Oh, the flight.
The flight things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, that was a good one.
Pogs or milk ads?
Pogs.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Pogs would have gotten a good vote.
Yeah.
I was going to say that too, but I thought that I was too old.
I used to trade Pogs in kindergarten like a little blackjack dealer.
Oh, I was also going to say Gargoyles, but I know none of you guys watch Disney Channel.
Oh, I loved Gargoyles.
Oh, that's so good.
Gargoyles was awesome.
I also would have said Saved by the Bell, but I thought that would have been too basic.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have also said like Star Trek The Next Generation, but that's not it.
No. All right, Brian, tell us the scores from highest to lowest, lowest being the winner.
Okay. The highest score was Kimberly with 19 points.
Good job.
It was a tie for second most points, 15 for Nikisha and 15 for me.
Oh.
And the winner, aka the loser of this game, is somebody had 10 points and somebody had 9 points.
Oh.
Aaron had 9 points. Aaron
was the winner.
Wow.
Yes, new kids on the block saved my day again. Yes.
This is the Kevin's Corner.
Yay, that was fun, Kevin.
That was a good Kevin's Corner. I liked that one. New kids on the block saved my life.
Let's
thank you,
do
Jordan
Knight.
New
kids on the block, dinner butcher. That's what I
mean. Chinese food makes me sit. Yes.
That was, that's my introduction.
LFO?
Yes, LFO.
Yeah. Yeah.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits.
Chinese food. Yep.
Who's your, let's do MVPs. Who is your MVP of this movie? And you
cannot, Kevin Rules?
Kevin Rules.
Kevin Rules?
Cannot repeat someone else's MVP. I'm going to go first this time because I keep getting my MVP taken.
Go.
This is pure nostalgia. I love Super Grover. He is my OG favorite superhero. Yay. And he has the funniest line in the movie where he crashes into the car and he says, lunch? Like that was the one that actually made me chuckle. I have a Super Grover pop. I had a Grover doll growing up. Like, and then the first time I saw Star Wars, I was like, why does this little green thing sound like Grover? I was like, I couldn't get into Yoda because I only heard Grover.
You only heard Grover.
I finally, so
is
I'm
it the same voice actor.
Mm-hmm. It's Frank Oz. Yeah. It's the same. It's like the same voice essentially.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, just different grammar.
Yeah.
I love Grover. There's a monster at the end of this book. It's like my favorite kid's book.
Oh, that's so good.
So Super Grover all day, every day.
Grover 100% got his contract taken from Elmo when Elmo got like...
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Let's totally. Bring Grover back.
Grover is totally the like older showgirl that got pushed down by Nomi Smalls so that she could take over.
Grover's Gina Gershon?
Yes.
And Nomi Malone?
Nomi Malone, thank you. I said Nomi Smalls.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to go next?
Go ahead.
My MVP is honestly my MVP is the writer who named the dodos Dottie and Marie. Because every time when they're playing, trying to play pretend, like, I'll pretend I'm Dottie. I'll pretend I'm Marie. I was like, this is so good.
So the writers are Tony Geis and Judy Freudberg. We didn't do it before. We should raise a glass to Jim Henson and Carol Spinney. And anyone else on this who has passed away since. But those are the two names that kind of stick out the most. I once went to go to a filming of it, and I met Carol Spinney like on the soundstage and everything.
That's cool. I think there's a documentary of him.
There is. It's really good.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Mostly because I will live with a man who will openly weep. He saw Big Bird on the street once because he was doing like a Billy on the Street thing, and he like came. Jay came out from the subway, saw Big Bird like holding a birthday cake. I was like, hi, Big Bird. And Big Bird turned around and went, hi. And Jay burst into tears and had to sit down.
That's amazing. I love that.
So he watched this movie with me last night at 1 a.m. I'll say my MVP.
Go.
Maria. She's
great
just
one.
So old.
Wow. You took the rug out from
I'm
under
I'm so sorry.
Amazing.
She's just so, like, earnest and, like, the perfect, like, there's a reason she was on that show for 44 years. She is the perfect kids performer that, like, but is also talking to you like a human being. And she's just like, no, we have to go get Big Bird. He's our family.
Did you say she was in the original cast of Godspell?
Yeah.
Good for
off
her.
Broadway.
Very cool.
She left Carnegie Mellon to go do Godspell, and then she booked Sesame Street. I told you I did a deep dive. She lives on the Upper West Side. Played her kid on Sesame Street.
That I knew.
She, quote unquote, decided she didn't like acting.
That, I knew that her
like
real
five
daughter
years
played.
Old.
That's amazing.
Being
a broad, being a Broadway performer is amazing and all, but having a job for 44 years is pretty
Yeah, she's set. She has 15 Emmys because she then became a writer on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Alan Moroka is on the same track right now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who is?
Alan Moroka. I forget.
Store. I forget his name, but he actually just wrote a new musical that my friend music directed.
Yeah. He's a Broadway guy, and now he's been on Sesame Street for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
But he's also, like, a Broadway dude.
Aaron, what's your MVP?
Now that my MVP, now that it's not Maria. It's okay, because it was going to be Maria, because, again, We Have All Kinds made me weep on this chair, on this couch. But my other MVP would be...
Also, really quick, the moment when Maria climbs up onto the stage to get to Big Bird and you see her fierce heels, like, that was like an iconic childhood moment for me. I like that moment happened in the movie. And I was like, every time this happened, I was like, yes, bitch. Like, as a kid, though, like the kid version of
the kid version of yes, bitch. Okay, Aaron.
I think I can't decide if this is if one person's my MVP or just this song is my MVP, but I will say Olivia singing One Little Star is my MVP.
Yeah.
Good one.
And I can't tell if the song is my MVP or if she's my MVP. I want to say it's her.
It's her.
Definitely. Definitely her.
But yeah. Because I could listen to her sing that song forever. All of them. All three of them.
Says, I wish Olivia was here to sing me a lullaby.
Yeah.
And then they do the little like 70s, like mall picture of
exactly.
You know what I actually thought during that time? You know how, so during this one I noticed that like Olivia starts singing and the woman who is deaf basically says to Gordon, she's like, what, I think the Wee says her name, I can't remember, she's like, what is she saying? And then she's like, he starts signing the lyrics to her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, they're listening to her, which makes her singing diegetic because it's happening. So then when they go into that little like trio and Big Bird's taking like the lead melody and she's just doing like descant and harmony pieces, I was like, what are Gordon and that girl thinking when she's just like randomly singing descant pieces to herself?
That's Linda, right? Is that Linda? I'm like going back in my life.
Linda, yes.
Linda, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who hasn't done their MVP yet?
I was going to pick Grover, but thanks, Brian.
You can pick normal Grover because he said super Grover, but he's not in the movie that much. So.
Right. I would say, I don't know. I kind of laughed like every time Oscar the Grouch was on. So I think I'll do him as my MVP. Also, he's just, everyone has accepted him and his ways, and they still accept him into the community. So I like that, even though he can be a little extra at times. So I'll go with that one.
Kevin, did you say yours?
Yeah.
What was yours again?
Donnie and
Marie. Oh, the writers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
the writers.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about Sandra Bernhardt, though, in the diner?
Yes, with the tossed salad.
She's so thin.
She's so young.
Should we play a game?
It took me a minute to realize who it was. Oh, yes, absolutely.
For those of you listening here, you can find this game on Patreon. But for those of you who are on Patreon, hi.
Hi.
For those of you, again, who are not on Patreon, we're going to skip right to the and rankings and Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, so let's do some Rotten Tomatoes guessing. Let's go around and guess the score. Who wants to any order?
I feel like people love Sesame Street, so I feel like it's probably like a 95.
I say 91.
I'm gonna say 88.
Karen? I'm gonna say 93. Right in the middle of them too.
Okay, so the actual score is a 92. So because Kevin had 91 and Aaron has 93, we gotta go Price is Right rules.
Nice.
It has no critics' consensus, but it has a 92%. So while I get out our Anne ranking, who is that? Kevin, did someone else enter your screen to explain the rules?
Oh, wow, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come down to my place right here. I'm going to tell you about how we do this whole Anne ranking stuff. So this is how it works. So we're going to go and rank these movies, and we're going to do a one, a two, or a three. And the one is like, I would watch that movie screen again. And the two is like, I would not kick in my movie screen, but like I kind of thought about it. And the third one, number three, is like, I would burn my whole TV set after watching that movie. And then there's a plus or a minus. And the plus is like, yee-haw, this was better than I thought. And the minus is like, ooh, doggy, that was not a good movie. Back to you, Brian.
Truly my favorite one.
I feel like that was like... Yes. Panhandle Kevin, and Panhandle Kevin is the worst Kevin there is.
That's amazing.
All right, what are y'all's picks for this? Your numbers.
All right, I'm gonna be honest because it has a whole lot of nostalgia for me, so it brings up the number. But I acknowledge that it's more of like a silly kid movie, so I'm gonna give it a one minus.
Kevin, I actually think the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to judge it now because I think for kids it's good.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'll do one minus two. I got pulled in.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be the high roller and say one because I think the lessons that it teaches hold up and they're very important.
That's true.
So this average, Kevin, confirm a one minus?
Yep.
Okay, and the one minus, we haven't done the one minus category in a while.
That's
so fun. The one minus is Frozen, Frozen 2, Saving Mr. Banks, Six by Sondheim, Bathtubs Over Broadway, Get Over It, Reefer Madness, American Sun, 1776, A Mighty Wind, and Follow That Bird. That's a really good category.
Yeah, that's a good category.
Eclectic category right there.
I know.
Reefer Madness is in the ones?
That surprised me as well.
Yeah, there are a couple.
I was just really convincing.
I would probably switch Reefer Madness and
Hello Again
and Hello Again if we were to re-rank these at all.
Too bad. Final answers.
Yeah. But that brings us back.
I just love that like American Sun and Follow That Bird are in the same category.
That's true.
That brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much all for joining us. You can find us at Broadwasted on all social media. You can also follow us in our Facebook group. That's Theater Nerdy Stuff run by Kevin. And as Kevin said before, whose childhood did you most connect with in Kevin's Corner? Let us know there.
Yeah.
On top of that, you can always rate and review us. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
And you can do that on Apple Podcasts. That would be awesome. You can also find us on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. But, you know, we're just easygoing. We'll laugh our cares away on this easygoing day. Thank you so much for joining us. We raise our glass, and we end every episode. We say, cheers.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.